Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, I am so excited to be with you today. I don't know why, I just feel fired up, and I feel like I haven't been on for a little bit. I miss you guys, and I'm so excited to share what we're talking about today. How to do employee reviews for your cleaning company. Probably could have better titled it, how to use reviews in your cleaning company to make you happier, more money, enjoy your employees, like all the benefits of doing that. So I don't know about you guys or where you came from, but I'm now 46. I bought my first cleaning company when I was 22, I think. I'd basically saved up $10,000 and I put that down and I borrowed a bunch more money from this guy and to buy his ServiceMaster commercial cleaning franchise. And the way that ServiceMaster commercial cleaning franchises work is you have to do 2 weeks of training in Memphis, Tennessee. I remember we ate at Benihana's. I'd never been to a Benihana's. I thought it was very fancy. I don't even know how I paid for anything because we literally, I gave that guy my last 10 grand, my only 10 grand, my first and my last. And we flew out and we got trained and it was like 2 weeks, 1 week on how to run a business and 1 week on how to clean and do floors and all that stuff. And I was young, you know, all the other guys were like adults with real jobs and were smart. And I don't know if they were bored, but they kind of seemed like all this made sense. And I was scribbling notes like crazy, like they had the keys of the kingdom because I never knew anything about business or anything. And I came home to Grand Junction, California, or Colorado, sorry, where I own this business. And I was ready to take on the world. I was so fired up with all the teaching, like everything I'd done in my life business-wise had built up to this, and I was so ready. And the first day, we got home on a Sunday night, and the first day I went out, I think to get the paper, it was a long time ago, back when that was a thing, and on my door, there was a little yellow sticky, and it had four words. It just said, "We quit - the employees." Right. And I had literally met these guys. There's only like four of them, but I had met them like once and we had a fine time. It was like 10 minutes. I don't even know why to this day. I still have no idea why they quit or what happened. I just know that they had good and quit. So I had to start hiring from nothing. Right. That was kind of my crash course. Literally, that was 8 a.m. that morning. I was cleaning 5 p.m. that night, and I had to do the work of like three or four, however many employees had quit. It was awful, right? And I cleaned till like 5 in the morning. And I think the next day I started interviewing people at the Puffer Belly restaurant, Grand Junction, Colorado. It's still there. My wife and I went back for the first time in like 10 or 15 years last year, and we ate at the Puffer Belly. And, you know, I had a baby fit. Believe I know, I got an old catcher mitt for a face now, but at the time I had a baby face, and I remember interviewing like adult people, and it was just terrifying. Right. And at that time I was so young and so naive. I just figured, you know, cause I was young when I was growing, I grew up broke. Right. So every job I had, I needed the money. So I did what they told me to do cause I needed them to pay me. Right. And I just assumed that's how life works. So I was excited. Like, I'm the boss. I'm paying you guys money. You're going to daggum do what I tell you to do. This is young Mike, not old Mike. And I was shocked. I didn't understand why they would do a lousy job or not do what I asked them to do or show up on time. Like, I was so needing of money, like my whole life. When I had a job, someone told me to do it, I was on time. I freaking did it. And I just assumed that's how the world was. And I'm assuming Cleaning Nation, I think that's probably how maybe you guys are, right? And I remember at the beginning, you know, I get one or two good employees and I desperately wanted to provide a better life for them and have this business be something amazing and help transform them. I saw how cool they were and I loved them so much for being committed when they were, and so few of them were. And I wanted a team that I was proud of, that I could be proud of in front of prospects or employees or family and or customers. And I wanted my customers to be jealous of the amazing team that I built. And at the end of the day, I literally ended up just paying them, hoping they would suck less. Like, I went from having this grand vision of this team I was going to build is going to be amazing, we're going to change the world, to just please stop sucking, just show up when you say you'll show up, please. Most of the time, just kind of do a good job, right? And I, guys, gals, I tried, tell me if this is how you feel, but I tried paying more, yelling, begging, asking friends and family if they knew anyone, if they would work, offering money for employee referrals. Like I would have begged if I thought it would have helped, right? Anything I could do to get employees, and I just never could crack that code. And in the cleaning company business, especially, if you can't crack the employee code, there's no business for you, right? So I actually ended up selling that business in large part because I couldn't figure out this employee thing, right? I couldn't build a culture, a team that I wanted. And I'd be getting calls at 2 a.m. on a Saturday, like, or Sunday, like, we lost the keys, or Stu didn't show up, or whatever the case may be. And I literally sold a very profitable business just because I couldn't live. Even as a kid, I thought money was the most important thing till I had this business that gave me money that I hated. All of a sudden, money wasn't all that important. I sold it and kind of moved on and was able to, just by hard work, keep building businesses without really figuring out how to do reviews and how to keep employees engaged and part of the team. And that ended when I, my wife actually left, not Natalie. A lot of you guys know my bride, Natalie. We've been married 10 years. I was with her 4 years before that. This is 20 years ago. But my wife at the time, not Natalie, left. And that was when I finally got to the point, like, if I can't figure this out, I'm not going to be able to make it, right? Because I don't know about your experience. First of all, I would never recommend divorce if you can avoid it, right? But in my experience, it was terrible. And it cost me everything that I'd worked so hard for, not just financially, but my family. I didn't realize I was doing all this stuff for my wife and my son. And if they weren't around, what does it matter? So it cost me financially. Divorce lawyers aren't cheap. I was ruined, right? And I kind of had to start from nothing. Not just nothing. I owed, you know, alimony and child support. So if I didn't make a certain amount of money, I was going to go to jail, right? So I had to figure out this whole, and I needed to make enough money. I couldn't do it on my own. I needed, like, employees to help. So I kind of got to the point where I've got to get this figured out. The problem is, up until this point, my beliefs about why people came to me were holding me back, right? I thought it was a money transaction. I have money, you have time, we'll trade, right? And I could never understand why I gave them the money, but they wouldn't do what they said they were going to do, right? I thought that the money was all I had to offer. And honestly, in early in my career, that was probably the truth. And that's what I want to kind of help you with today, is make sure that money's not the only thing you have to offer. Because especially, I mean, that might work if you're paying a high dollar, you know, if you own an NBA team and you're paying millions of dollars for top talent, maybe money will do it. I mean, even at that level, I don't think it will. But I guarantee at the minimum wage, kind of cleaner wages, money ain't it. If you just depend on money to get people to do what you want, you're gonna be pretty upset. It's not gonna be effective. So I gave up on, I'm the boss, I have the money, you guys do what I say because I'm in charge, right? Which was never the case anyway. I just gave up on that false belief, and I just started being real with people, right? I was going through my divorce. I couldn't fake it anymore that I was some smart guy or had anything, right? I just had to be real. And that realness and having fun, believe it or not, we started having fun at work. I couldn't go through this divorce and put on my professional hat or face anymore, right? So I started leading people with my core values as opposed to just by money. And I started realizing I had more to offer than money. That shared community of people that believed in the same thing, for us it was and is, have fun, make money, be real, and help out. I realized there are other people in the world that wanted or valued having fun, making money, being real, and helping out like I did, right? And just building that community of other people that believe that, where they could be that together, that was a value. People wanted to be a part of it, even for less money, right? So we started running our company as opposed to, I'll give you money, you give me time, to, hey, we're going to build a team of people that are down with this vision, with this cause. We're all going the same direction. We all believe in the same thing. We want to have fun at work. We want to be real with each other. We want to serve our fellow human beings, and dadgummit, we want to make money. We all believe that. And we started building a team, and people really, just by running that company by those core values, we did it on our hiring process, we did it in everything. People would come from all around to see how we did it, right? We'd have all these videos that we made that were ridiculous. And by the way, I don't know how long it'll be up, but when we're recording this, it's December 10th, I think. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com/ruinedchristmas, we made perfect perfect example of core values-based videos. And I decided we'd do a couple, and the team wanted to do some, and it's just been a blast. And we're not even selling anything. It's just us being silly and having fun. So if you want to get to know us or look at what core values-based videos could look like that you could do, or look at what a team full of core values-based people looks like, go to growmycleancompany.com/ruinedchristmas. You can see, I think that's it. Lindsay, if you're on, give me the link in the chat. That's correct. But we really... Carrie said she loves the videos. We transformed our business from I give you money, do what I say, to we have so many people that want to be a part of this community. And people wanted to come around from all around going, how do you do that, right? And I kind of would give them the tour and introduce them to everybody, but I didn't really know how to do it. So when I went into coaching, I couldn't just tell you guys, hey, figure it out, right? I had to figure out how I actually did it. So we created a framework or a system to be able to do that. And that's what I want to share with you today. So first and foremost, we made our entire hiring funnel drip with core values, right? So from the ad to our web, just growmycleancompany.com, you'll kind of get the vibe of who we are. If you go to growmycleancompany.com/ruinedchristmas, you'll definitely get the vibe of who we are. But everything that we did, so, you know, employees are going to check out your website and whatever, we've made everything just drip with our core values. So on the hiring ad, on our website, on our the way we conduct our interviews, the way we conduct our training, the way we conduct our reviews, all that sort of stuff, I did with core values, and it transformed everything, right? So number one, make your entire process drip with your core values. Number two, give consistent feedback based on those core values, right? I do everything I can in the meetings that we have and the interaction we have with our people to bring it back to core values, right? When they go, what should we do first? Which product or which project should we put to the front of the line? And the reality was, we do it based on our core values. How can we have the most fun? How can we have our people have the most fun? How can we make the most money for us and for our customers? How can we be completely real with everybody, right? You see those videos, it's us. We're just us being silly. So some people will watch those videos and go, this is stupid. I don't think it's funny. I don't like these people. Great, we're not going to be a good fit. Other people are like, holy crap, I dig it. I love it. This is amazing. That's great. You'll probably reach out and maybe we'll get the opportunity to serve you. So step number one is make your entire hiring funnel just drip with your core values, the ad, the website, the process, your quarterly reviews, your weekly meetings, whatever you do, make them drip with your core values. Two, give consistent feedback based on those core values, right? If we just did the core values when they got hired and then they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be a part of a community that's into having fun and making money, being real and helping out. And then that's not really what we are day to day. Nothing works, right? So the way that we coach you guys is to do quarterly reviews based on the core values, right? Now these reviews are based that we do one, you know, I coach you guys do one per quarter, regardless of when they started, right? So a big problem that people run into is they try to do reviews with people based on when they started. So like, oh my gosh, this guy started 90 days ago today. And this guy started, you know, 90 days ago, a week from now. And they're just constantly feeling like they've got to do this. The reality is what you want to do is just do a quarterly review or do everybody today. So somebody just started yesterday and today's a quarterly review. You do them you do their review for a day. You do what you want, right? So four times a year, you review all the employees. And the key is you do it based on core values, not based on how have you made me more money? Have you done anything? So again, if you've got a shared bit of core values, as opposed to just making money, like, hey, we paid you this amount. How much money did you bring back? That's not really a core value, right? But if you're like, hey, we're all about serving. How have you helped out and served our people? How have you contributed to us having fun? I feel like you've been being really real, or I feel like you haven't really showed up the way you are. How have you made, you know, making money is certainly part of it. So when you do that, the cool thing is I have found when we do core values based reviews, people are harder on themselves than I am, right? So they will be brutally honest when you give them the space to just be like, here's our core. And here's a trick. You always start the review with, are you still committed to the core values that you're here for, right? So if I'm just like, hey, everybody, you all have to have fun, make money, be real and help out, but I don't hire people that believe in that or share those values, it's not going to work. But when I hire people that are down with that same cause that I am, that's who they are. So as opposed to me trying to bend their will to my will, like you act more like the way I want you to act, I can encourage them to be who they already are, right? And if as long as we're demonstrating that as a team, they feel safe and they feel connected, and they'll just, turnover goes down, you really, everything changes, right? So the beautiful thing about running your company with these core values and having consistent reviews, both daily, kind of holding everything up, projects and how people act and the decisions you make, holding them up to the filter of your core values, and then certainly more intentionally quarterly, when we do them core values based, so many good things will happen, right? And it's funny when we, we've got three levels. I've got my computer kind of getting wobbly for those of you joining me on video. By the way, I'm getting, just so you guys know, we are a coaching program. I spent $55,000 on my mastermind group that I pay to be a part of, and I'm at one of the meetings here in Tampa. I don't know if you guys can see, but I've got a beautiful, wait, where is it? There it is. I don't know if you can see, but the ocean's right there, and I'm in here hanging out with you guys because I love you. God bless it, what the heck are we talking about? So that's why I'm in Tampa. That's why I'm not my regular spot. I'm on the wobbly computer. All that said, we've got three levels of folks that we help. The Elite program, which is our 9-week kind of really give you everything you need to grow a cleaning company. And then we've got the next level and the Millionaire Mastermind. And the higher level we go, the people that have more success in their business and are further along, well, actually, we'll start with the people that are just beginning. They just need the blocking and tackling, right? They're more into like, how do I get paid? How do I be profitable? How do I get customers? You know, how do I get just, I don't care about culture or any of that crap. Just give me an employee. I just don't want to clean anymore. The higher level we get, the more freedom and money people make, the more they want to talk about culture and building a culture and being a leader, right? So depending on where you are in your business, this may be more or less attractive to you, but I promise once you get the basics of like the blocking and tackling, how to do your basic hiring system, your basic client attraction system, your money set up properly where you're getting paid on time, you charge enough, all that good stuff. Once the basics are covered, it really gets into you being a leader. And the core values are key to this whole thing, right? And running their company, overwhelmingly, when I ask the next level Millionaire Mastermind people, what allows you to travel so much? You know, because we do events three times a year. They're only 2 or 3 days, but people stay for 3 weeks because we're always doing a fun place. And it's like, how are you able to just get, or months, right? Or they'll travel beforehand together and then come to the event. It's amazing. It's such a cool community. Same thing we're building here, right? Just like what I do with my employees, I'm trying to build the same community with you of people that love having fun, making money, being real and helping out, right? My Millionaire Mastermind, my next level people are that at a high level. So I always ask them, what gives you the freedom? And overwhelmingly, the answer is running my company with core values, right? So the magic is, once you run your company with core values-based employees, you never have to worry about if they're going to make the wrong decision, right? Because my team, who I love, you just saw Lindsay on here, I think she's here. Sometimes she'll do stuff the way I think she should have, and sometimes she won't. Sometimes the way she did it was better, sometimes it's not. But she never violates my core values because she shares the values, right? So she's not going to do anything consistently that stops us or you guys from having fun, from making money. She's always real to the best I can tell. And she loves helping out. She just loves serving you guys, right? So the key to this whole operation that gives you the freedom is employees move from, when a lot of times when I meet you guys, it's the inmates are running the asylum, right? We've got the employees making terrible decisions for the owner because the owner's too daggum afraid to take leadership because everyone's going to leave, he or she's going to have to clean, right? So it goes from the inmates running the asylum, right? The employees knowing that they need you way less than you need them, to, well, they do what they're supposed to be, but they're a necessary evil, right? They show up, but they make my life miserable, to, holy crap, these are people I love doing life with, right? Before I recorded this podcast or live, for those of you that are with me live, I had two meetings with our team, and they just give me energy because I freaking love our people, right? I love my people have gone from sucking energy from me to giving energy, right? When I get beat up by the world, I love going to my people and they share my values. It's amazing. I love showing my team off to you guys. I like having an events. I like them being here on podcasts. You'll see a lot of times the team will do podcasts. I won't even do them because they have so much to contribute and to add. And I don't have to worry about, oh, what did they say? I don't even watch them when they do podcasts. I know they're going to do a great job. Or if I do, it's because I want to learn what they're teaching, right? I love showing them off to anyone who will listen. I have such an amazing team. It's because we share our core values. They do so many things I could never do. They serve you as a community in ways I never could. My life and your lives are better because we have such an amazing team that's all based on shared core values. So that's it. Not only that, it's, believe it or not, running my company based on core values and attracting a team and building it based on core values has made me a more effective leader. It's given me more freedom, right? So if this is making sense and it's scratching where you itch and you want more, subscribe, rate, review, share with a friend, and you can direct message me on Instagram. Hey, I subscribed, or hey, checked out your podcast, or I left you a positive review, and I'll get you a copy of my book, I'm a Freaking Genius, Why Is This Business So Hard, absolutely for free. So that said, if you want more, you're like, what does this culture look like? Show me what that looks like. Hey, the podcast is a great way to go because you can see me on it, all of our team. You can really get a vibe of what our culture looks like. GrowMyCleanCompany.com will show you that. More importantly, if you're like, holy crap, this is it. I need this in my life. I need to really finally build a team. I'm done fooling around. Book a grow session with us, right? We've got a team of coaches that will sit down with you and really look at what's possible for your team in terms of money and time and freedom. Not only over the next couple months, but over the next year, based on where you're starting at, kind of where you want to go. Now, these are only for owners of cleaning companies or starting cleaning companies that are all in committed to scale, right? We can't help people. I think a lot of times because our coaching's so good, people think we've got these magic pills. If you just kind of do this, everything will be easy. It's not the case. It still takes a massive amount of commitment and work on your part. So if you're like, I'm not afraid of work, I'm not afraid of growing, I'm not afraid of moving from I'm the boss, I'll just do what I say, to how do I be a leader and how do I be a core values-based leader, and I'll step outside of my comfort zone. If that's you, this is for you. We'll take a minute to really just look at where you're at now and just the basic stuff that we talked about, pricing, client attraction, hiring and staffing, what's working, what's not, where are the opportunities, right? What's, where the obstacles are, what's holding you back, all that good stuff. And then we'll map out an action plan with you so you can learn how to have more fun, right? Help more people, serve at a higher level, make more money, do it all so much more quickly. Yeah, it's awesome. We do hundreds of these a month, believe it or not. They are transformational. You'll leave feeling clear, confident, relaxed, and you'll have a plan to scale your cleaning company. So if that's what you want to do, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's really it. So love, appreciate all of you guys. We'd love any feedback that you've got. Subscribe, rate, and review. Reach out to us. Let us know how we can serve you. And even better, share stories of how you are running your company core values based and what's working for you. And I can't wait to talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.